believe that the Turkana finds are Homo erectus at all. The snag, ironically, was that although the Turkana skeletons were admirably extensive, all other erectus fossils are inconclusively fragmentary. As Tattersall and Jeffrey Schwartz note in Extinct Humans, most of the Turkana skeleton couldn't be compared with anything else closely related to it because the comparable parts weren't known. The Turkana skeletons, they say, look nothing like any Asian Homo erectus and would never have been considered the same species except that they were contemporaries. Some authorities insist on calling the Turkana specimens and any others from the same period Homo ergaster. Tattersall and Schwartz don't believe that goes nearly far enough. They believe it was ergaster, or a reasonably close relative, that spread to Asia from Africa, evolving into Homo erectus, and then died out. What is certain is that sometime, well over a million years ago, some new, comparatively modern upright beings left Africa and boldly spread out across much of the globe. They possibly did so quite rapidly, increasing their range by as much as 25 miles a year on average, all while dealing with mountain ranges, rivers, deserts, and other impediments, and adapting to differences in climate and food sources. A particular mystery is how they passed along the west side of the Red Sea, an area of famously punishing aridity now, but even drier in the past. It is a curious irony that the conditions that prompted them to leave Africa would have made it much more difficult to do so, yet somehow they managed to find their way around every barrier and to thrive in the lands beyond. And that, I'm afraid, is where all agreement ends. What happened next in the history of human development is a matter of long and rancorous debate, as we shall see in the next chapter. But it is worth remembering, before we move on, that all of these evolutionary jostlings over 5 million years, from distant, puzzled Australopithecine to fully modern human, produced a creature that is still 98.4% genetically indistinguishable from the modern chimpanzee. There is more difference between a zebra and a horse, or between a dolphin and a porpoise, than there is between you and the furry creatures your distant ancestors left behind when they set out to take over the world. 29. The Restless Ape. Sometime about 1.5 million years ago, some forgotten genius of the hominid world did an unexpected thing. He, or very possibly she, took one stone and carefully used it to shape another. The result was a simple, teardrop-shaped hand axe, but it was the world's first piece of advanced technology. It was so superior to existing tools that soon others were following the inventor's lead and making hand axes of their own. Eventually, whole societies existed that seemed to do little else. They made them in the thousands, says Ian Tattersall. There are some places in Africa where you literally can't move without stepping on them. It's strange because they're quite intensive objects to make. It was as if they made them for the sheer pleasure of it. From a shelf in his sunny workroom, Tattersall took down an enormous cast, perhaps 1.5 feet long and 8 inches wide at its widest point, and handed it to me. It was shaped like a spearhead, but one the size of a stepping stone. As a fiberglass cast, it weighed only a few ounces, but the original, which was found in Tanzania, weighed 25 pounds. It was completely useless as a tool, Tattersall said. It would have taken 2 people to lift it adequately, and even then it would have been exhausting to try to pound anything with it. What was it used for, then? Tattersall gave a genial shrug, pleased at the mystery of it. No idea. It must have had some symbolic importance, but we can only guess what. The axes became known as Acheulean tools, after Saint-Acheul, a suburb of Amiens in northern France, where the first examples were found in the 19th century. And contrast with the older, simpler tools known as Olduan, originally found at Olduvai Gorge in Tanzania. In older textbooks, Olduan tools are usually shown as blunt, rounded, hand-sized stones. In fact, paleoanthropologists now tend to believe that the tool part of Olduan rocks were the pieces flaked off these larger stones, which could then be used for cutting. Now here's the mystery. When early modern humans, the ones who would eventually become us, started to move out of Africa something over 100,000 years ago, Acheulean tools were the technology of choice. These early Homo sapiens loved their Acheulean tools too. They carried them vast distances. Sometimes they even took unshaped rocks with them to make into tools later on. They were, in a word, devoted to the technology. But although Acheulean tools have been found throughout Africa, Europe, and Western and Central Asia, they have almost never been found in the Far East. This is deeply puzzling. In the 1940s, a Harvard paleontologist named Hallam Movius drew something called the Movius line, dividing the side with Acheulean tools from the one without. The line runs in a southeasterly direction across Europe and the Middle East to the vicinity of modern-day Calcutta and Bangladesh. Beyond the Movius line, across the whole of Southeast Asia and into China, only the old...